Welcome to the Destiny Church Podcast. We just want to take a second to thank you for listening today. We hope today's message encourages you to find a closer walk with the Lord. Here at Destiny Church, you can find real, relevant relationships. Let's join in on the message together and hear a word from the Lord.
We have we've just come back from Guatemala and had a wonderful time. And I'm going to share just a couple minutes, and then we're going to show a video and whatnot. But we got in. The plane got in at about 11:30 last night. At least our contingent. There was how many of us? Probably 9 or 10 of us, and probably another 10 or 15 from other places. We had a couple from Minnesota, and we had the rest from Louisiana. And I know that Jenny and Wayne Munson are tuned in right now. So hola to Guatemala this morning and to other that are tuned in from Louisiana and Minnesota. They aren't here this morning, but we've got a few of the folks that went with us. And we'll have time for them to share here in just a minute. We had a great time working with the Newton Project. Curtis and Debbie Newton are here this morning. They are the founders of the Newton Project. We work with them. And they're really the connection with the Louisiana folks. Had a wonderful time building a church. You may not know a gentleman in this community by the name of Frank Valla, but he took care of the entire building project, $12,000 cash on the barrel head. Says, I want to build a church in Guatemala. A man that doesn't go to this church, but a man that I know in this community. And he is a good friend of mine, and appreciate what he has done for the people of Guatemala through this building project. And I want to thank you, people who gave to see these 28, 30 people get to Guatemala and have a wonderful time there. It's been an amazing team. It's said that a diamond is a chunk of coal that did good under pressure. And each one of these team members is a diamond. You may have seen them as, you know, just Joe Blow who does whatever and just a friend of yours and may not even know. But as a personal witness, I can tell you that the pressure that's put upon you when you go to a third world country, you're out in the jungle, you're about 30 minutes from the Pacific coast, it's over 100 degrees every day, and there's not one lick of shade where you're at. There's some tents that we rented and put those up. That helped us quite a bit to stay cool. Let me just give you a little bit of a review of what we did so that you'll know what you're looking at when you see the video. Typically, I don't use my phone, so it's programmed to shut off every 2 minutes. This is going to be a problem. Here's what we did, and then we'll show the video so you can kind of understand what it is that you're seeing. When we got to Guatemala City, the capital of Guatemala, about 3 million people, and drove right to the coast, which would be south and to the west. We arrived, and the builders had already established the four corners of the building and put up about four rows of blocks, so the guys just kind of hopped out. And those that have done it before taught the newbies, and within about 30 minutes, we were slapping down bricks, and we call them cinder blocks, but they call them bricks. And it's amazing because when you don't have a mix master, you are the cement mixer. And so there's piles of sand there and piles of rock and wheelbarrows, and they don't move themselves. And so you have to do it all by yourself, manpower. And while that was happening, the ladies established a medical clinic back behind the church where they saw, I don't know, probably a couple hundred people during the course of the event. There were a variety of things they may tell you about the worms that they saw or the infections. And by worms, I mean intestinal worms and those types of things. These people have a very, 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 very difficult life. And we were only there for a week, but they live there 365 days a year. And so we were blessed to be able to go and help them. And then there was a tent that we set up for the kids because the population of Guatemala is quite a bit under the age of 18, a lot of little ones running around, and so there was a couple people in particular that helped Rylan and Sydney, Cheyenne, Shemansky, I say Sydney, but I meant to say Cheyenne, Shemansky. We were just stellar helping with the kids, and you'll see some video of that. There was a women's event where the ladies were invited, and they had carrot peeling contests and long hair and who has the most children, which is all fun. But at the end of that, an opportunity to share the gospel as well. And then in the past, we've given out food. And by that, I mean like wheelbarrows full of food. We'd line up 100 families or give out certificates, and they would line up, and we'd give them rice and beans and oil and things to take care of. And this year, we decided to do something a little bit different with the help of Wayne and Jenny. We actually threw a fiesta. And everything you think about a fiesta when you say fiesta, we did it. We had piñatas, and there was a, I think it was a 15-member, 18-member marimba band that showed up. I mean, so many marimbas. And drums and bass and music. And then we, much like Levi does with his banquet of honor, we did for this community. And they'd never seen anything like this. We served them steak on the grill and rice and all the things that they normally get. And they just had a, without any expectation and no preaching, we just blessed them. And they would come up with tears in their eyes and just say thank you. No one has ever done anything like this before for our village. And in fact, a man came in. They had to have tickets when they came in. We had 360 meals for the village. And he gave the ticket and he says, I have a need. I want to reconcile with God. Just because of the overwhelming, reckless love of God. He was overwhelmed and wanted to give his heart to the Lord. So that was a very, very good thing. And then the last day, we were able to travel back to Antigua. We had to travel a different road because the volcano had wiped out the road that we would typically travel on. So we took, as Wayne says, the Beatles wrote a song about it, the long and winding road, the back way. And so you were like this on hairpin turns and a lot of green faces and near throwing up. But we ended up getting there, got back to Antigua. The last day, where we got the bug, we're not sure, but about half the team over the course of 48 hours went down. And by down, I mean next to the toilet. And it was just not a good scene for many, many people. I could get graphic, but I'll let your imagination kind of take you away as to what happened. But we're all 100% this morning. Like I said, we got in. I got to sleep about 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning. And my father-in-law is in the hospital unresponsive today, so immediately after the service, Cheryl and I are going to Jedi to up to Peoria, so we really covered your prayers where that's concerned, taking care of business with the family today. But wanted to be here to share with you the experiences of this last week. So having said all that, let's go ahead and bring the lights down, and you're going to see about 8 minutes of video, and then we'll share a little bit more. So it was a great trip, and we had a wonderful time. I saw a lot, and want to take an opportunity now. If you were on the trip and you're here this morning, and we'd like you to come on down front and sit here with Pastor Cheryl so I can see who's here and who's not. At this time, I want to invite Curtis and Debbie to the platform. They are the founders of the Newton Project, and we partner with them. They are family. This is my brother and sister-in-law. Curtis is Cheryl's brother. 2 years ago this month, or in July, they unexpectedly lost their 29-year-old son in a tragedy, and this, the Newton Project was the brainchild to give honor and in memory of their son, and it's quite unusual that today Curtis's father is on the front porch of heaven this morning, and an opportunity for us to go minister to him this afternoon, and these two. Curtis had never been on a mission trip, and I've been married to his sister for 34 years, and I kept saying every year, Curtis, you need to go on a mission. You'd love him. You got to come. You'd enjoy him. Nah, I'm too busy. I got things to do. And when he began the Newton Project a couple years ago, it was his first trip, and it has absolutely changed his life and the wife of his lovely wife, Debbie. Would you please welcome Curtis and Debbie?
Thank you. So, like you said, last year we took our first mission trip, which was awesome. But for us, it was like we had just been through a whole year of devastating loss. So I think we were just so tense, and so we didn't really see the big picture. So this year, I saw things through different eyes. My eyes were clear. My brain was clear. My heart was clear. So I saw things that I had not seen before. And I think there were three generations of people. There were people from three different states, and it was just amazing to see how God brought us all together and allowed us to bless and give hope to the Guatemala people. So we are so thankful. There are so many things, and everybody else I'm sure will share about all the different aspects. I think Andrea said it was like a three-ring circus. There wasn't just one thing. There was always something going on. And I just remember looking, like there was a building between us where the tent was, the medical tent, and the kids' tent, and where the church was. And so one day we looked over, and the church walls had made it over that building. And so we saw all the guys' heads, and we're like, wow, look at that. You know, just how amazing and how fast that building went up. And so anyway, we just thank y'all so much for supporting us in the trip. For praying and all the ones who went. There were many that went last year and many that it was their first time. And so we love y'all and appreciate y'all for going and giving and praying. And for Curtis and I and for Cheryl and Eric and our family, it was just another layer of healing. So we really appreciate it.
When Debbie and I were driving over this morning, I was sitting there trying to think of what I could possibly say that might... A little closer? Is that a little better? I just don't want to be too noisy. So I guess what I really want to say to Destiny and to the ones who went, I guess the word I want to use today real quickly and real briefly and make a couple points is yes. You know, a couple years ago, I had never been on a mission trip, and I was kind of the consummate skeptic. You know, it's okay to give my money, but I don't want to give my time. And so once Cheryl and Eric, you know, they kept prodding and prodding, and then when this came up, so thank you. I want to say thank you to Destiny Church because you said yes, and you said, yes, we're going to partner with the Newton Project. So first of all, I want to say thank you to you. Thank you for saying yes and giving to the project. I want to secondly say thank you because everyone who's ever been on these trips said yes. Thank you for the parents who said yes, I want my child to go on that trip. Thank you for the spouses. Thank you for the spouses who said, hey, we're gonna save a little bit of money to pay to go on this mission trip. So that's what I want the takeaway to be today. If you say yes, you know, God's going to bless that. And the way we were looking at it on the way back, the four of us, we always kind of sit and talk, and because we spend a lot of time together, in case you didn't know. We see this as a growth opportunity. We will always have Destiny Church sitting right here in our hearts. You know, and like he said, there was three different states out there, and they're like, how do we do this? How do we do more? We want to go. And we're like, well, we can't go every month, but, you know, God's going to work it out. And Destiny Church is the flagship. You guys know missions. So we will always partner with Destiny Church. We thank you for the ones that went. Every time I am so impressed by how things get done. You know, not one time this whole week, you know, last year I didn't go to the medical tent. I said, you know, I'm a nurse. I don't want to be over there, you know. Yeah. I do that every day. I don't want to go over there again. But this year, like Debbie said, our eyes were kind of open. I'm like, you know, I need to know that. I need to spend some time with the children. I need to spend some time with the people who are hurting and learning some of that on what their needs are. And so it was just a blessing. But to finish up, and then I'm going to go sit down. Not one time did anybody not have to be told what to do. It was amazing. We'd be working and laying block, and all of a sudden, some of the guys, Ben and Skylar, you know, boom, they'd be gone. I'm like, well, you know. And then they'd be over playing with the children, you know. And then something would happen. We need a caravan of buckets to be carried. Boom, they were back. It's just like God knew where to put them. The girls, they'd be over helping with the stuff in the medical. And then all of a sudden, boom, they'd come over and check on us, bring us water. And so it was just amazing to see they were saying yes. And so God uses it if you say yes. So I encourage you to pray about it, think about it. Thank you again for your giving, as always, because the Newton Project is only as good as the people we surround ourselves with. So thank you, and God bless y'all.
Praise the Lord. Cheyenne, come on up. This is Cheyenne. Cheyenne's been to Ivan Tate's orphanage a couple years ago, and she said she wanted to go on one of these trips. She's done a couple years of college here locally. She takes off to Arizona State University very soon here, and she wanted to go on this trip before she went back to school. So this is Cheyenne. She did awesome.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I don't even know where to start. Just this whole week was incredible. I worked with the kids pretty much the whole time, and the first day it was pretty much just me and 50 kids that were like screaming Spanish, and I don't really speak Spanish other than like hola and adios. So it was a lot of hola, 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 but all they wanted to do was just hug and love, and we brought a lot of toys for the kids, so a lot of them had never seen coloring before. So there was like this old gentleman, he was probably 80, and he was kind of standing off to the side, just watching the kids and observing. And after a couple of minutes, he finally, you know, sat down and he started coloring. And he was just, you know, you could just see he didn't know what was going on, but he was loving it. And someone said he like got down to the end of the crayon and he was going like this, and, you know, couldn't color anymore. So someone walked over and they just peeled the layer of paper back. And it was just like, poof, like, what? So
there's more crayon here.
Yeah, and it was just incredible, because it's like I learned so much from them and their patience. And even though they had no idea what I was saying and I had no idea what they were saying, you could still feel the love coming through them. And that was just amazing. And one of the songs that we listened to this week was Reckless Love. And I just kept thinking of the overwhelmingness of the whole entire week. It was just like, okay, you're shuffled in a van of 13 people and there's no AC, and you're already sweating through your shirt before you get there, and there's no AC outside, and you kind of feel a little breeze come through every once in a while, but for the most part, you can just feel the layers pouring off of you. And you're just like, oh my goodness, I love this. Like I did. I was just like, I'm like, don't let me go home. And you know, it was just to be out of your comfort zone and to be somewhere that you're not used to, but to feel so at home at the same time was so, so cool. So I encourage everybody to go on a mission trip, even, you know, if it's not in your comfort zone, because it's so rewarding. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Skylar, come on up. This is brother and sister duo. They went together. And this is Skylar's first trip. I think it's first of many. He is a beast. And we need him to lift lots of bricks for us. But he did a great job, and we were so blessed to have this diamond with us too, Skylar.
Thank you. I don't know how I can top Cheyenne's speech she gave, but I'll try. This is my first missions trip. My sister Cheyenne wanted me to go on it, kind of a brother-sister thing before she goes off to Arizona State. And wasn't really expecting anything to go into this, you know. I didn't know how I was going to feel, but it was a really eye-opening experience. I really did enjoy it. I worked with the construction, and then I'd go back when it was kind of slowing down, and I'd try to help Cheyenne and Rylan with the kids. And just the smiles on their face just made me feel, I can't describe it, but it just made me feel really, really good. And just seeing how happy they were, and you know, they didn't have a whole lot, but they still made the best of it. But
You got a memory?
Probably one of the best memories I had was when me and you actually took that walk. Oh, yeah. And we walked around the village and we stopped and talked to this this farmer, and he had this big.
What your name was?
Oh.
Nobody can say Skylar, which is his name.
So my name was Carlos. I embraced it. I was Carlos.
The world's most interesting.
Oh yeah. But my best memory is we were walking around and there was this farmer and he had these about 9 or 10 pigs running around, and we walked in and sat down and talked to him, and we didn't really know a whole lot of Spanish to communicate, so Pastor Eric pulled out his phone and started to Google Translate. And we're just kind of looking back and forth, like looking at the phone, looking at him, looking at the phone. It was very interesting. It was a lot of fun. I encourage anyone who's never really gone to go out there and to do this. It's very eye-opening. It's a very good experience to have, and it's something you can kind of notch on your belt. So, yeah. So.
Thank you. Adios, Carlos. This is Rylan. Rylan, come on up. Rylan is a friend of the Shemansky. She's actually from Cherry Hills Baptist, so shout out to Cherry Hills this morning. And this is Rylan.
Thank you. I never thought in a million years I would ever go on a mission trip, and I'm so glad that I did because it was probably the best experience I've ever had. It was eye-opening, and just to see how happy the little kids were when, like, we showed up every day, and the smiles on their faces got to me, and I didn't want to leave, ever. And also, just all the women, they were so huggy and lovey, and it was great. And just working in the heat every day, it didn't even get to me, just because I had so much fun. And thank you, Cheyenne, for being my mom the whole trip.
She was her legal guardian this week.
Yeah. And just when I got sick, everyone was taking care of me, even if they were sick too, and it was great. So thank you.
Thank you, Rylan. Ben, come on up. This is Ben, and he is quite the man's man. He's a great helper around the building project, but loved playing with the kids, and the whole Cook family is a blessing, but it was super, super great having you there.
Thank you. Honestly, there's no one moment that I can really pin down. Honestly, it was just a huge test of faith. And, yeah, way out of our comfort zone constantly. I mean, don't understand anything. These kids are talking a million miles an hour, and it's super hot. And you're just like, and, yeah, you'll love it the entire time. You're like, I could stay here constantly. And there is one little boy that visited us the first day through the rest of the week, Ekton. And he was just the cutest little thing. He was afraid of nothing. He was climbing on the scaffolding, and he was playing around in the construction site. He was following Skylar around. He was on our shoulders. He was just the most lovable little guy. And just seeing that, he has nothing. Like, compared to us, he has nothing. And yet he is able to come to us with the most pure joy and the most... It seemed like he was the most thankful little kid to get anything. He was giving away his food that we would give to him to other little kids every now and then. And he, whatever he got, he would give. And it was just incredible. He was inspiring and taught me so much. This little kid that speaks no English and is like that tall and weighs only, what, 35 pounds? He taught me a life lesson in 1 week. So...
Thank you, Ben. Mary, come on up. Mary gave massages to all the ladies. That's one of the things that she does, and she's such so full of joy. God did so many miracles while we were there. Quickly, one lady from Minnesota, she may be tuned in this morning. Sharon, who was part of my life about 30 years ago when I first began to pastor. She went on the trip with a friend. Jan, and in Antigua, it's a cosmopolitan town for being in the middle of nowhere, and there's a Wendy's there, and she lost her wallet and didn't know it, someone found her wallet, traveled all the way to our hotel with a sign with her name on it, looked in the wallet, found her name, and returned the wallet in a third world country. That was amazing. That was quite a miracle. So God did some pretty fantastic things. Mary got really, really sick the last day when she was there, and she says now she knows what it's like to be a Hollywood star who goes on a cleanse. That's what she said. So she started a new diet fad if you want to see her later, but she'll tell you all about it. Everybody, this is Maria.
Well, I can tell you I definitely had a cleanse. I even got a commercial I made about that. I'll tell you later. I've been on mission trips before. I have painted churches, I've insulated them, put in air conditioning, but I can tell you right now, I've never done anything like what we did. And I was trying to think what one thing stood out to me the most is the love these people have. I mean, they're so loving and they're so gracious. But one day when we were leaving the village, we had all packed up. They would all hang around. They would all linger until we left. We were pulling away, and I looked out the back of the bus, and there was a little 2 or 3 year old boy chasing us down the road. It just really broke my heart. But I loved getting to see how God used our young people, our older people, everybody there. We all just, we come together and we worked as this team. We were an unstoppable force. And I just want to encourage all of you that if you've ever thought about going on a mission trip, or if you think, oh, I don't have anything to give, think again, because I went thinking I was going to paint fingernails. I ended up doing 10-minute massages all day long. So please talk to Eric and Cheryl and talk about maybe getting involved in it. I plan on learning Spanish so when I go back I can communicate a little bit better. But yeah, thank you again so much, Eric.
Thank you, Mary. Love you. It was a great bonding time for everybody that went. Of course, there was a bunch of Louisianans that went, and they got home about the same time we got home, or maybe a little bit later, into Dallas, and then had, how far is that drive back home? About a four-hour drive. We had a two-hour drive last night. So, but we hang around so many Louisianans, and that's where Curtis and Debbie are originally from. But by the end of the week, we're all saying y'all. And then all y'all. That's another whole level of y'all. And that y'all is just not means y'all. Y'all is can be all kind of like, y'all? Y'all? So that was fun. And we also had a couple from a Methodist church over in Decatur who know Curtis through the gym, working out of the gym. And that's Ryan and his son, Austin. Austin, I think, was like 13 or 14? 15. Tall drink of water for 15. And he was up at about, well, he was up at about 7 or 8 feet and fell off the scaffolding. And you got to know that you don't want to fall there because there's cinder blocks everywhere and there's trowel sticking up and rebar everywhere. And he just landed, I think probably because of the fact he's 15, you know, just bounced like a rubber ball and got up. I'm fine. I'm like, what the heck, man? Give me some of that. I don't know what that is, but I'll take two of those. So, but he was in great shape, and we're just thankful that he didn't hurt himself. But that was a lot of fun. I want to introduce my wife, who is just an amazing woman, who may have a thing or two to say. Pastor Cheryl.
Well, it's a privilege. You know, when we all come together, that's God's plan. And when we advance the kingdom of God to give him glory, every age, male, female. I was just so impressed with everybody. And so I just give glory to God because that is a picture of the kingdom of God. And we can all do something. It says in Acts 1, yes? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. All of us receive power in the Holy Spirit when we get born again, right? And so witness, if we go back to that, it means martyr. But how about let's just be a witness, right, of carrying God's love. And it says, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So here and abroad, we're to show the love of God. And I'll tell you, if anybody's a germaphobe, it's me. And over the years, God's dealt with me because I've been to Guatemala more times than I can tell you.
Tell them what we call you.
I'm Sterile Cheryl. And I've never gotten sick until this week I got sick. And, yeah, I had a physical cleansing. But the good thing is I had a spiritual cleansing. We need to do things in our life to focus us, to redirect what we're thinking, and to do checks in our spirit. And I told the team this. I don't want to just spend my life. I want to invest my life. And I just don't want to spend my money. I want to invest my money. And that's a decision that each and every one of you have to make every day. What are you going to do with the time God's given you? Do today what you can live with tomorrow. That's what I always tell my patients. Do today what you can live with tomorrow. Like my brothers and Debbie said, say yes. We hounded them. And it's not like they couldn't go. They were busy. They're very involved in their church, and they love God, and they were faithful to their church and to the scene and ministering to people, and they were doing missions. Every time I called Debbie, she was taking a meal to somebody or doing something locally, or somebody was having a baby, or she was going to a shower, or she had to pick up, you know, a care package. So they were ministering, but they needed to be pushed to go to the next level. So whatever level you are, let God take you to the next level. Maybe you need to step out of your comfort zone and do something for somebody else in your neighborhood. And let that love of witness of God love somebody. Or take time to talk to somebody or give them a hug. Yeah, we hug them. But, you know, people need hugs here in Springfield and in Louisiana and in Decatur, right? And in Minnesota, people need love everywhere. And we're blessed just by being born here, just by our knowledge. We are blessed. And I do not feel guilty about that, but I do feel responsible. And I pray to be a steward over the blessings that God has given me. A steward over my time, my talent, and my treasure. Because I will see him face to face. And I will be accountable in a good way for what I do. I want my life to count. I don't want to just collect things. And Curtis and Debbie, we talked about this week. What do we collect? You know, people collect this, or they collect this kind of thing or trinket, and they collect friends. And I think that's true because they have more friends, I think, than anybody I know. And so take a time and search your heart. Do a heart cleanse. What are you doing? What's your life about? What do you want to accomplish? What's important to you? So sweet. That's what I want to leave with you today. The last trip my dad went on, he was 79. So don't tell me you're too old. Right? He loved going. The last time we took him there, he about drove me nuts. He decided he was going to help me in the clinic. He barely could walk, and he's walking these old people into the clinic. And then he couldn't hear very well. And every time he was going to be my runner in the clinic, and I'd be like, Dad, Tylenol. He'd walk over to us. What was that? I said, Tylenol. Okay. And then it took him forever to find it. And then he'd bring it back. And then he'd wait for the next one. And then he'd walk this next older person back. Both of them. I think, I don't know who was supporting who. And then he would set him down. And then he would like wait for me to say. And I'd be like, Dad, Tylenol. Huh? What was that? He'd come over and he'd lean over. What was that? Tylenol, Dad. Okay, let me go find it. And then we did this for hours. But you know what? I thank God for those memories. I thank God for that. I thank God we took him.
Five times.
And then we called him when we were down there this week on Tuesday. And Wayne said, we miss you, Gary. And you're the best block cutter we know. And so just don't take anything for granted. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, none of us. And so make your life count. Amen. Let's get along. Let's advance the kingdom, right? And show love. If sheep just bite each other, we get nothing accomplished for the kingdom, and the devil loves that. So let's rebuke him. Let's move in love in our jobs and in our home and have laughter and spread the goodness of God here and beyond. Amen. So God bless you.
Why don't you have him stand up and pray for us?
All right, go ahead and stand up. God, I just pray a blessing over each home that's represented here, each life. God, just let the goodness of your Holy Spirit come upon us and give us strength and power to be your witnesses here and beyond for your glory to advance the kingdom. God, let us lift our vision high and say, what really is important to us? What are we doing with our life? What matters? Well, God, you matter. And the souls are what matter. Let us have your heartbeat, Daddy. And let us hear your breath upon our neck as we climb up in your lap and say, God, we love you and we want to share your love. Be a blessing to those you meet. Give them a hug. And don't be judgmental. Just show them the love of Jesus and let God take care of everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Final thought, and that is, and I thoroughly enjoyed everyone speaking. But I want to leave you with the scripture that says, when you do it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. It's one thing when you can bless somebody that'll bless you back. I'm going to help them out because I got a pickup truck and I'm moving next month and I'm going to need some. But when you bless somebody that has no way ever to help you back, that does something deep inside of you. And many of them say, I can't express to you. There's no words to tell you what that does. So today's a special day here at Destiny. Today's a Connect Sunday. You see some people around with a t-shirt that says Connect. They run small groups here at the church. And so they're going to stick around along with the rest of us immediately after the service. I smell the pizza. We bought you lunch. And so whether you want to be involved or not, lunch is on us. If you have children, back with Pastor Sydney in the Destiny Kids area, why don't you grab them first? Them come get lunch, because we've also asked KB Bounce House to be here this morning, and they've got some bounce castles in the back for the kids to play on while you get to fellowship with some new friends. So make a new friend this morning. God bless our food and our fellowship today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have an amazing lunch.
You've been listening to the Destiny Church Podcast. Our prayer is that today you were encouraged by the word that you heard from the Lord. If you have any questions or would like prayer, please connect with us at destiny217.org. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well, where you can find all of our events and things happening around the church. Thank you for listening to the Destiny Church Podcast, where you can find real, relevant relationships.